Just had a really interesting conversation with one of the developers at Headscape, a guy called Dave, who has made a request for a feature on the Boag World website, and I'm not quite sure what I think of it. His request is, can you make the Boag World website work at higher resolutions, like, for example, 1,400 wide, rather than the website being having a maximum width set at 960 wide? Now, my initial reaction was immediately, no, I don't think that's a good idea, because line lengths get really long, and that's obviously problematic. As web designers, we know that you don't want to have too long a line length, because it makes it hard to read the content, and obviously the Boag World website in particular is all about reading the content. Then he suggested, well, what about multiple columns? And this raises an interesting issue, and I'd be interested to hear what you guys think about this. Is multiple columns of content a good idea on the web? Certainly on a widescreen monitor, you know, there is room for those multiple columns like you would have on a newspaper. The downside, as I see it, is that the user is scrolling down the page, they get to the end of the column and then have to scroll all the way up to start reading again. Possibly that's an issue. Another thing that Dave went on to suggest is that maybe you could take some of the content that is lower down on the page that isn't directly a part of the article, like, for example, my comments, the Twitter box I have there, related links, etc., and then move them into a right-hand column so that they move up the page and make more use of the width that's available to you. My concern there is, well, maybe you're overwhelming the user with too much information all at one point on their screen. But whatever the case, whether I implement any of those suggestions or not, Dave raises an excellent point, which is that responsive design isn't just about responding to mobile websites or tablets or things with smaller screen sizes. It should also be about building a website that scales up as well to encompass these widescreen monitors that are coming along that run at really high resolutions. We always think in one direction and maybe not necessarily the other. And I think Dave raises an excellent point, and it should be something that we think about as we design our websites going forward. How do you deal with these new widescreen high-resolution monitors?